Welcome to the Career Homemaker Podcast, where we offer practical guidance and inspiration to women looking to enhance their homemaking skills. I'm your host, Kim. Join me today as I talk about sustaining healthful eating. Preparation is essential for maintaining healthy eating. Consuming primarily fruits, vegetables, and lean meats is an effective way to achieve your nutritional goals. However, consistently eating the right types of foods requires effort and a shift in mindset. One effective way to ensure nutritious food is available for you and your family is by preparing healthy portions of your meals in advance. One method I use is batch cooking. For example, on Monday, I prepared our healthy breakfast muffins for the week. On Tuesday, I steam or pressure cook butternut squash, acorn squash, beets, and new potatoes in batches. I cut fruit and vegetables so they are all ready for the week. Three main healthy meals are healthy bowls, soups, and salads. In today's episode, I'm going to go over all three. Let's start with building a healthy bowl. A bowl consists of three layers: the bottom or base layer, the middle layer, and the top layer. For example, for lunch, we use squash as our base and then add an apple compote or a sauce made from roasted tomatoes, garlic, and onion. The idea is to stack more fruits and vegetables onto the squash, which is, of course, a vegetable. Layering different flavors and textures is ideal for lunches you can prepare. The bottom layer can be mashed, riced, whole grains like quinoa and brown rice. So mashed. Mash can be a squash. It can be potato. It can be sweet potato. It can be celery root. It can be banana, cauliflower, carrots, or beans. For the mashed, you cook the vegetables, then you mash it. Then there's riced. You can rice brown rice, of course, cauliflower, sweet potatoes, broccoli, zucchini, beets, and carrots. Also, use a combination like mirepoix, which is onions, carrots, and celery. For rice vegetables, you rice it first in a food processor, then cook it in butter or olive oil or the fat of your choice. Then we have the middle layer, which you put over the mash layer or the rice layer. I like to have a chutney of sorts, but I don't put in the sugar. So maybe it's a more like a compote than a chutney. And this I put over like squash, right? Rough chop 1/2-inch pieces of vegetables and roast them in the oven and stew them in juices or broth. And don't forget to add a protein source. So that's your middle layer. And we have the top layer. Top with nuts, herbs, green onions, dried fruit, olives, uncooked vegetables such as tomatoes or avocados, fresh fruit like mangoes, pineapples, grated cheese such as Parmesan, toasted meats, like you can toast pepperoni. It can crisp up. It tastes pretty good. Bacon, pancetta, or prosciutto. Then on top of the top layer, you drizzle a small amount of sauce that goes with the bowl, like maple syrup, honey, a vinaigrette, or juice from a citrus. Kind of lighten it up a little bit. The great thing about bowls is you can make them so many ways and have them on hand in the refrigerator. I use glass containers with plastic lids that snap onto each stored bowl. Building a healthy soup. I make lots of soup and found that they mostly follow one of three methods. If you understand these methods, you can create any soup while being as creative as you would like. Here are the three ways to make soups. 1. Roast vegetables on a sheet pan in the oven or saute vegetables in a pan, then puree with broth. 2. Chop vegetables, brown in fat, and add broth. Cook until soft. Mix thickener like flour or cornstarch with milk and mix, and then add to the pot until thick. 3. Melt butter. Add flour and lightly brown. Add broth or liquid, then vegetables. This is good for less dense vegetables or pre-cooked vegetables. Soups are a great way to incorporate vegetables into one's diet. We love to puree soups, so they are drinkable. My husband brings a thermos with soup to work almost every day. It's easy to make a large batch, then heat up 12 ounces each day for lunch until it's gone. After that, we make a different soup. On weekends, we drink soup from coffee mugs, so it's super easy. We enjoy tomato, sweet potato, poblano, ham and potato chowder, split pea, carrot soup, and roasted red pepper soup. Those are on rotation at my house. There are endless recipes on the internet. Most of them will work. But my only caution is to use healthy ingredients. Swap out any ingredient that doesn't meet your good-for-you standard if you are allergic or have tummy issues. Building a healthy salad. When making a salad, adding layers of textures and flavors can transform a boring salad into something exciting to eat. It's easy to fall into a salad rut. When this happens, look at restaurant menus. Most of them list the ingredients in each salad and include the salad dressing they use as well. This is a huge benefit. I can look up any restaurant and gain ideas from the best chefs. What makes salads unique is the variety of ingredient combinations. The challenging part can be the salad dressing. However, there are plenty of copycat recipes available, although not for every restaurant. Some ways to make healthy yet tasty salads part of your week include preparing the ingredients early. Cut and prepare salad ingredients and store them in separate containers. On the day you plan to eat your salad, assemble it, preferably in the morning. Then, right before you sit down to eat, add your salad dressing. You don't want your salad to get soggy. Step 1 to build your salad is put in the greens. Step 2, add meat and veggies. Step 3, pour on your dressing and salt and pepper. Step 4, add cheese and other toppings like nuts, croutons, or crisps, and then enjoy. There are three ways to ensure you get enough produce, protein, and healthy ingredients while avoiding quick but unhealthy food from your freezer or fast food. Yes, it requires some meal preparation, but you and your family will feel much better. Plus, you'll steer clear of the food group that causes so much grief, bread, like sandwiches, pizza, right? There is hope for bread. Yes, there absolutely is. But you have to wait for the next episode to hear the great news about bread. I hope this episode highlighting building a healthy bowl, soup, and salad has given you new ideas to make for you and your family. As I've said before, learning how to cook is the single best thing you can do for yourself and your family as a homemaker. Once you master a recipe, you'll be able to cook it for the rest of your life. However, it takes time to master all the recipes, so give yourself some grace. Just keep trying and make it a priority. That's all for this time on the Career Homemaker Podcast. Have a productive, creative, and fulfilling week.